How are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling better. I appreciate the time to rehab. With injury like this, it's really about maximizing the rehab time. So I got to get a couple extra hours there with the training staff. So it was good.
Is it a situation where you're even waking up in the night to rehab or do treatment at all? How intensive is this?
I'm not going to get into my off the field rehab process, but definitely do everything I can to be as close to full speed as possible.
And Mike said you told us that you told him don't cut anything out, don't leave anything out of the plan. Do you feel you can function as well as you had the previous couple of weeks with the hamstring injury?
Well, I'm very optimistic by nature, so we can always take things out. It's easier to add things, or it's harder to add things back in. So, get everything in. If there's anything we got to take out on Sunday, we'll do that.
Does the cold affect muscles in general?
I think so. I think, you know, some things that you forget about sometimes is you still got to hydrate in the cold, actually, even more. So that's a good reminder we've had the last couple of years with Adam, just trying to be smart about your fluid intake. But yeah, the conditions obviously affect the feel, the surface. So it's going to be important to get out there and make sure you have the right cleats on and make sure you're getting your body warmed up.
Does spending more time in the training room make the day significantly longer from the time you have for film and meetings?
Well, it gives you actually more time to watch film because you're in there doing rehab on your lower extremities. And, last week with the hamstring and this week with the calf, you get a little more extra time on the film. So you use your time as wisely as possible when you're at the stadium. But I'm here a lot anyway. Wednesday's been a sleep-in day for a lot of guys the last couple of weeks. Bad time for an injury in my case because I've had to be in here early for treatments.
You've been through the calf injury before. I know it's on your leg, but how much did that help you move forward with this group?
There were a lot of injuries over the years, and you just learn about pain management and how to get yourself in the best shape to play on Sunday and then playing with pain. Obviously, I hurt it on the third play of the game and had to, gut it out through some very difficult pain speaking to me at times and obviously slowing me down with some of the stuff I'm good at, the moving the pocket and moving outside the pocket. But, it'll be about pain management on Sunday. But the good thing is, I'll be out there. I'll be out there and ready to go.
What's the worst place to play? Lambeau Field during this time of year or Soldier Field this time of year?
I wouldn't say either is a bad place to play. I'd say that, at Soldier they tend to grow the grass a little bit longer. It's actually, in the September, October part of the season, it's more of a change because the surface is significantly longer than the other surfaces we play on. But, we like the cold, and we've played well over the years in 32 and below temperatures.
How hard is it to guard against a letdown after you beat a real tough opponent at home, no matter who the next opponent is? How tough is that to go against?
Letdown, trap game, we don't use these type of terms in the locker room and in our medium rooms. But being a sports fan, you know that those are terms that get thrown around when you look at the records of opponents matching up. We just don't approach the game like that. We have respect for our opponents and we know that we're going to get their best shot and we know how important this is to want to accomplish some things into the postseason for us.
They played you close in week 7. They played the Lions tough, LeBlanc with an interception return and a deflected pass in the end zone. Does their secondary keep improving this year?
I think their defense as a whole has improved. They've really been playing a lot better. They've been playing a lot of young guys. You look at the depth chart now, there's a lot of first and second year players playing extensive time for them, and they're doing a really good job. Obviously, they're very well coached. You have to have that to play so many young guys and get them playing well, but they played really well last week, and I think they've definitely been improving outside the ball.
Hey, Aaron, how much did it give you to have TJ go on Sunday? And were you surprised that he's able to get back out there?
Was I surprised at what?
That he's able to get back out there?
No, because he's such a warrior. I mean, he's one of the toughest guys I've ever played with. The stuff that he's dealt with over the years is remarkable. He doesn't complain about it. He goes out there and plays and pushes through it. He's a stud, and I'm really glad he's protecting me. Just the example that he sets about pain management, I think is great for all of us to see a guy like that and know how much he deals with on a week-to-week basis and how much he pushed himself to be out there last week was a big lift for our team.
How much does it matter to you to even up the all-time series with the Bears? You had a chance last year, had to wait now another year trying to sweep him to get it back to even. How much does that matter to you?
Yeah, it's part of history. You know, it hasn't happened, I think, in like 80 years or something. So you want to be on the right side of history, and winning Sunday would help us get there.
Coach, in your practice today, probable practice tomorrow, what do you envision the rest of the week? Is it bothering you at all to kind of get out there a little bit too?
To not be out there?
Yeah,
No, I get to get my rehab and my film in. You know, at this point in the season, with the plan that's in, it's a common opponent. You know, it is more mental this time of year. Even if I was out there practicing, the practices get shorter. The reps become a lot more mental. There's obviously a lot of importance put on the walkthrough reps, which I've been a part of today. So, you know, I'm not sure what tomorrow will feel like. If I'm able to go out there, I will. You know, I'll go through as much as I can. If not, then I'll rehab and look to Saturday to get back on the field.
You talk about mental, Aaron. You're one of the few guys who was at Chicago in 07, a very, very cold day. How much is it mental in conditions like that, which you may face on Sunday as a team?
It's a lot mental. I mean, you got to be comfortable being uncomfortable in those situations, especially back in 2007 and 2008 down there. We're very uncomfortable. 07, probably the coldest game I've ever been a part of, and a day where you're almost happy that you have a hamstring injury that doesn't allow you to go out there, because the way we're getting beat down that day, I'm sure I would have got some time in that game. But yeah, it was rough. This snaps to the punter were tough. Shotgun snaps were tough. Passes. I remember Brett threw a check down the flat, and the ball went over Tony's head, and then Peanut had a great chance for a pick, and the ball kind of dropped out of the air for him. So it was definitely a tough game for us in tough conditions. 08, down there the night before, was like minus 40. I remember going to dinner going, man, how the heck are we going to play in this tomorrow? It warmed up to about, I think, minus, it was in the teens maybe with the wind chill. That was definitely a tough day as well, and a tough outcome for us.
Hey, Aaron, how challenging is it to handle the ball when it's that cold and crumpled?
You know, I think really anywhere from 10 and below is difficult to handle it, but not a huge change. You know, we practice outside in these conditions, so we're used to the elements and how it affects the football. But you know, we've done a good job, I think, over the years of taking care of the football in these type of games.
Is wind a bigger concern than your temp?
Wind is a big concern in any temperature. I mean, that's you know, the biggest difficulty when trying to throw the football is a wind over 20 miles an hour, because that definitely changes the trajectories that you want to put on balls, whether you're downwind or throwing in the wind. And a crosswind obviously throws a whole other curveball into that situation. It's about being efficient in this type of temperatures. And you deal with the wind as it comes, and you make the proper adjustments.
After Houston, losing him, you're saying it just took us a while to find the right personnel group to get going, and that was the important part. You've got it now that Houston's got enough snaps, ties make it, but Harris is in the mix. You don't have to kind of find your way to get those packages efficient.
I'm confident, but every game is different. You know, it depends on how they decide to play us and how teams label Ty. You know, as much as we've gotten it out there, that Ty is a running back now. I've been saying it for weeks. You know, teams are still looking at him as more of a receiver type and adjusting their personnel accordingly. With the last 2 weeks, you know, just looking at their defensive personnel cards they would hold up when he comes on the field, they look at him as a wide receiver. So he's been running the football really well and doing a lot of good things for us, as has Ripkowski. You know, Aaron has played really, really well for us, and we got to keep finding ways to get those guys in the field. And Kristen has really come along as well with his understanding of the playbook, and his package will continue to have more plays in it as the season unfolds.
Aaron, Mike told us this morning about the game before. It was in Atlanta in 08. And they took you down to the Hudson Center, and he said, hey, I'm not going to take any shots. And then you get the third and one, and he calls a deep shot play. And was that preparation – different because it was your shoulder than maybe when you have to deal with leg injuries? And if so, what was that like compared to this?
It's a lot different because I feel like regardless of how my legs feel, I'm always going to be able to throw the football effectively and efficiently. That day, Friday of that week, I tried to practice. Back then, we practiced on Fridays, and I couldn't throw a ball 10 yards. Sunday morning, I went into the Hudson Center and figured something out and was able to push through the pain. They might call it a one-receiver route concept on a third and one with hard play action. And I remember looking over at him going, I thought we took this play out. But you just kind of grip it and rip it at that point. And that goes back to pain management. You just learn how to deal with certain injuries. I broke a finger in college in my first start mid-game. Came over to sideline, and Coach Tedford said, I don't care what's hurt right now, you're staying in the game. So you just learn to deal with injuries and push through them, and then do the rehab on the back end to make sure that you're as good to go for the next week.
Aaron, two more, Frank.
Aaron, we often ask about building chemistry with receivers. What goes into red zone chemistry? Are there different elements there?
Yeah, the timing and the spacing is even more important because the windows get obviously a lot smaller with a shorter field. So it really goes down to the little details. And we've done a good job here over the last few years of combining meetings with the receivers and the tight ends so that they can hear not only the coach's voice but my voice when it comes to specific plays that we put in for the red zone that week to know exactly where they're supposed to be at the right time. And the second part of that is just being really good with your reactions. We've had great guys over the years who've been good at second and third reactions, probably none better than Jordy Nelson. And you see the production. Obviously, we've had a lot of connections in the red zone over the years, and a lot of them come down to extended plays where he's making the proper adjustment, or like last week when he's pointing, telling me where to throw the football. That comes down to conversation that we've had, but also just being a really cerebral football player, and that's what we try and get our guys to think about when the windows are tighter down there in the red zone.
Last time you played the Bears, I had a chance to visit with Josh Sitton. What do you miss about Josh? Is just a guy in the huddle, a teammate in the locker room, all those years here.
It's not just the jokes. I mean, Josh is a jovial guy and always quick with a retort or a joke or a cut on somebody, and you miss that in the locker room. Josh was a great locker room guy. Love having him around, and always one to pick you up when it's a grind of a day in training camp or late in the season when you need a joke to kind of get going. Josh was always good for that. And at the same time, like TJ, Josh played with a number of injuries over the years, and I think proved his toughness to all of us in the way that he handled himself. And regardless of how his back was feeling or his legs or his shoulders, I mean, he was always out there grinding for us, and he always appreciated that.